You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, the Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu. For the love, there is nothing worse than shaving your legs. A total game changer to my beauty routine is Nair. That is right, the OG hair removal. Nair saves me so much time, and the best part is no nicks, no cuts, and you will have smooth skin for days. You have to make sure to check out Nair's new sensational shower creams and body creams. My favorite shower cream is the Moroccan Argan Oil and Orange Blossom. The scent creates the ultimate pampering experience. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Here we are, Two Teas in a Pod, and Tamara and I are discussing something very serious before we get into housewife headlines and Potomac. I'm actually a little bit frightened that you just told me this.
Well, why would you not like your own posts?
Do you guys like your own photos?
On Instagram and TikTok.
No, Tamara.
Every like counts, Teddy.
Tamara, you like all of your own posts?
Yes, I do. I like me.
I can't. Well, we had a lot of fun on Jeff Lewis. He
asked
us a lot of good questions, so you guys can go there and listen. But which leads us to our housewife headlines. First, we're going to start out with Real Housewives of Miami reunion trailer. Alexia calls Adriana the devil in the trailer. One of the most upsetting parts to me also was that Larsa said she has sex four times a night.
Wait. Four times a night. But also, you have to understand, this is like a new relationship. So weren't you banging like crazy when you first started dating somebody?
Yes, but I was 28 years old, not 48.
Well, her boyfriend's 28. Yeah. Or something like that. So I think that, good for them.
But then I can't remember if it was Nicole or who it was, but one of them was like, your poor vagina.
I know that. That shit must hurt.
Four times? Like, that's a beating.
Four times. But good for her.
Like, good for her. Good but for her. I was like, if this is the norm, I'm about to get a divorce.
I don't think that's the norm. So you don't have to get divorced. You know, as time goes on, it's less and less and less and less and less.
Well, we're three times a week. I'm proud of that.
Okay. Well, a stable one to three to two. There might be a couple tripling it. Yes.
Oh, the question was, do you schedule it? Like, what do you guys do when you want to have sex? Do you make a look at each other?
You know that... I thought about scheduling because you do get super busy. And when Eddie was running the gym, he would get up at like sometimes 4 a.m, 5 a.m, wouldn't get home till 8 o'clock at night. So the last thing is like, oh, let's have sex. It was like more like sleep, right? So we definitely had a little bump in the sex department because of working so much. But now he's not working as much, but
so is your sex beck and call?
Yeah, it's beck and call. I got my sex chair, but however, I had my surgery. He got sick. He was sick for a month. Now he broke his toe. I mean, when I say he broke his toe, he mutilated his toe in his motorcycle. Like, it's to the point where it looks like it's probably going to fall off. It's black. It's so disgusting. So it's like one thing after another. So I told him yesterday, I said, you got to get on the sex chair because obviously you can't move too much with that foot. I mean, it's bleeding, won't stop bleeding. Oh my. And it's been 3 days.
Well, that makes me really.
I know. It makes me really horny.
Are you on top or are you bottom more?
I'm normally on bottom more because on top is so much fucking work. Let's be honest. It's a lot of work. So the sex chair helps because you're more stable.
It's less work.
It's less work being on top.
Well, we don't necessarily, when people laugh at me about the scheduling, it's not necessarily.
Wait, you schedule your sex?
We don't fully schedule. But like, for example, Edwin has this thing where anytime I'm in workout clothes, like the second I put my workout clothes on, he wants to have sex.
Oh my God, that's Eddie.
And I'm like, no, thank you.
Right, right.
And so I will say like, I'll be home at this time. Yeah. And so we'll say times and then we kind of schedule. And then I'll be like, TikTok, I'm home. And he'll
like, yeah.
So it's not necessary. We don't like put it in a calendar, but it's like when he tries, then I give him something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Because there's no way I'm going to like be late to a workout class because I need.
But it's also got to be hard with, you know, you have four kids in the house.
But no. So, but definitely it's not four times a night.
No, but I don't think you should get jealous over that and think there's anything wrong with your relationship because that's new.
Jealous? I was like, the last thing I want, all it made me think is I can't be with a younger guy that wants to have sex with me four times a night. I'm exhausted three times a week. Going to Vegas back-to-back trips and having to have sex all the nights. I was like,
see, we have sex all the time on vacation.
Yeah, I know.
All the time. Like throughout the day, we could do it four times a day on vacation.
No, we're more two times a day. Four times? You're taking midday breaks? Yeah.
Oh, lordy, lord, lord.
But anyway, well,
congratulations to them. We're very happy for them.
But it airs Thursday, March 9th.
I'm very excited about this.
Yeah, we love them. We love Miami. Alexia calls Adriana the devil. That's the biggest thing.
Okay.
Then Adriana
called somebody the devil on the show before.
Yeah. Adriana lets Andy read a letter from someone. It reads, "Dear Adriana, I'm writing you to tell you that I'm being abused. The culprit of this abuse is Marisol."
What?
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 I know. Real cliffhanger there, which I'm guessing must be the, I mean, I'm totally guessing, but maybe it's the ex-boyfriend, the guy from Bumble.
I don't know. Oh my God.
So
that's
gotta be the Bumble guy. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's probably the Bumble guy.
I think so.
Uh-huh. And then Kiki Barth claims that Lenny has been a cheat for a long time. She also alleges I knew models that he cheat with.
Oh, well, there's a big shocker there, right?
Not shocked.
No, not shocked.
Listen, I don't care that I'm not a model. I still wouldn't
wait,
bone.
You're not?
No, oh. But I wouldn't bone Lenny being a non-model.
I wouldn't bone Lenny either.
I wouldn't bone Lenny with Lars's vagina.
Even if I was desperate, I wouldn't bone Lenny. I just don't find him
attractive. I don't care how much money I have. I'll be slanging freaking, I don't know, Tanceuticals for the rest of my life. But what about Larsa and Alexia fight with Nicole regarding her husband, Anthony Lopez? I can't stand a man who talks S-H-I-T about a woman, Alexia says. Larsa calls Anthony B-I-T-C-H. But here's the thing. Alexia says, I don't like a man who will fight with a woman. But didn't Alexia's husband get into an argument?
I think all the guys got a little bit into it.
They were heated at that thing.
Yeah, so...
I mean, Anthony's messy, but I love a rich, messy guy. As long as he's not a cheater. If you turn into a cheater, then I hate you, Anthony.
But you know what? Anthony is not that messy. Like, he kind of puts little subtle things out there, but he's not, like, horrible.
No, he's...
he's not, like, degrading.
Let's put it out there. If there was one guy I had to pick from Miami, 1,000,000% would be Anthony. Sorry, Nicole, but it was.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
I mean, also, we're smart with our finances-ish. I mean, we know what $44 million house means. We know what that means. If you can afford a $44 million house.
It's not even for me. It's not even the money. I just feel like he's a stand-up guy.
Well, I don't
he's
know.
But
he's funny. He's funny. He seems like a good dad.
Yep.
She's obviously smart and cute. And
well, they're definitely, I feel like they're relationship goals for sure.
Yeah.
But also, I think that Alexia's husband seems very nice.
Nicole, Gertie, and Julia and Adriana raise their hands when Andy asks who thinks that Larsa hits below the belt. So essentially all the newbies.
I think they all hit below the belt. That's part of being a housewife on Bravo. Yeah. Don't you think?
Yeah. But I mean, you have to hit below the belt.
I actually liked Larsa stirring the pot this season.
Here's the thing. I love Larsa stirring the pot way more than I liked her doing nothing last season. That being said, I think we need more of Larsa's home life in order to justify the stirring.
Like, I want to know more. Because I feel like that date that we did see was just a setup date for TV.
Then the sad part of the trailer was we are fighting two cancers. One was not enough, Julia says, which that is.
Oh, my God. And then Drew bringing divorce drama on camera. This is just sad. But do you think that there was red flags?
Of course. Yeah. But
there was a lot of red flags of them not really seeing eye to eye or getting along. And now that they've filed for divorce.
But they're saying that she will be serving hot tea on her divorce for the upcoming season. We've learned that producers brought cameras out again to capture the fallout from her explosive allegations.
Okay, so they stopped filming. Yeah. They're finished filming. And then they brought camera, kind of like what they're doing on Vanderpump Rules right now.
Similar to Vanderpump Rules, they're bringing cameras back out to talk about the Drew Ralph.
Yeah, which I would expect them to do.
But this is my question. We haven't really heard anything about the Drew and Ralph stuff. How happy do you think that Ralph is that Tom Sandoval cheated and he got a break? Because we haven't heard a peep about Juan or Ralph.
Well, at this point, I don't even bother opening up my Instagram because everything on there is about the scandal.
Yeah. You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us. They burned us and subject us to really horrible, cruel and unusual punishment.
After my personal experience at Provo Canyon School, I was shocked to learn that a man named Robert Litchfield, a man who got his start at the school that I went to, would go on to create a multi-million dollar empire.
He was trying to brand us, so we were going to become the McDonald's in treatment.
The Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They prey on, a parent's really natural and beautiful love for their children in a really, really, unfortunately, effective way.
At this time in my life now, if someone presented this program to me, and not just because I've already experienced it, sham, scam, beware.
Listen to season 2 of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant.
players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This next one's not even very interesting, but other than people are Sue happy.
People are super Sue happy. Crystal Mikoff sued over a car accident, husband and brother too. The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star Crystal is getting sued along with the filmmaker husband and her brother over a car accident they allegedly caused. It's called an accident for a reason. I seriously doubt that they drove off and said, hey, I'm going to get in an accident today, so watch out. No, I mean, people are so happy, and I feel like this has happened on our cast before, where somebody's gotten a car accident, they find out that you are a public person, they just want to sue.
I remember I was 18, when I was 18, I got into a fender bender on my way to-
that one time?
Yeah, I drove my Jetta convertible.
Cool. Oh, I had a rabbit convertible.
I drove my Jetta convertible right into the back of somebody else. But I mean, I was going like 10 miles per hour on Wilshire, but he sued me for the same thing.
Because he knew that you were John Mellencamp's daughter.
Yeah, because Tamara's favorite line, he mm-hmm. saw it on my license. And he also said like, he had mental suffering, anxiety, and a loss of
him.
I bumped into him. I can tell you, if anyone was stressed, I was getting paid mailroom salary at CAA. Oh, I was.
So did you have to, did your insurance settle with him, or did he have injuries, or was it?
I think they nothing really came of it. I just remember getting served and then it kind of disappeared. So I'm assuming.
Well, I am currently trying to teach Sophia how to drive. She has an instructor, but there's only 3 2-hour sessions with the instructor over 6 months. I'm surprised we haven't crashed yet.
You want me to teach her?
No. I let her drive home from school and to school. So literally going through an intersection, and I realized that when you go through an intersection, she just veered over to the left and went in the other lane. I'm like, that's not your lane. You're so lucky somebody wasn't behind us. Like, it's very stressful. I'm waiting for that lawsuit.
Know what I like less than driving? People telling me how to drive from the passenger seat. I get rage. Like Edwin is the worst driver. I have that like tracking thing on him where I can see when he's speeding or texting or doing any of those things.
Really?
Uh-huh. You should get it for your kids. It's amazing.
Well, I mean, my kids are older now. Spencer's 22. I don't think I need to monitor how his speed is.
I will be.
Nope.
Hi, kiddos.
Sophia does not have, she has a permit, no driver's license yet, but she will be driving in the next few months, hopefully. But I mean, I'm a little fearful.
But when I do drive, I don't want to hear people telling me I'm a bad driver. I know this is why I don't do this.
Well, then you should expect it.
The next one is,
Erica.
Yeah.
Erica Jane shows off slim down figure at Billboard Music Awards, sparking Ozempic speculations. I mean, right now, if anybody in the public eye is skinny, naturally, people think they're on Ozempic.
But I think first and foremost, before we even comment on this, I texted Erica and I just said, hey, level with me. Are you on Ozempic?
Yeah.
And she was like, I'm not. I've been working out. I've been doing, if you watch this, it's been over 5 months of going on, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Let me guess. She also stopped drinking.
No, stop it. But I think we are getting to a dangerous place where every single time somebody changes anything about their physical health, that everybody comments that it's a drug.
Is Ozempic a topic on Beverly Hills right now? They're filming.
I don't know. I haven't heard that it is, but I wouldn't be surprised. I saw that it was too. But I can see why it's irritating. I mean, I'm so grateful that I'm like, phew, I did All In a long time ago. So I've always been posting my workouts. I don't have to justify who I am and how I changed my life.
I'm so intensely into my workouts that I never think to post them. So I'm starting to
because
first of all, I get up early in the morning. I look like shit. The last thing I want to do is post, you know, my no makeup, whatever, but I'm starting to do that on my TikTok. So follow me.
Yeah. So follow Tamara on TikToks. And also guys, what do you freaking care?
what people are taking and doing. What right. do you care? I truthfully, whether anybody is taking something to help them feel better, like, and I personally, I just don't care.
Well, I will say I don't care, but I do care, because being in the fitness industry for so many years, the quick fix is not. The easy fix is not a long lasting fix. So do it the right way and don't take shortcuts.
Yes, of course we're passionate about that. But yeah. personally, the people that are upset, like, screw up, you're taking this, you're doing that. Like, for Pete's sakes, like, you're seeing a workout video of this person. Why are you commenting that they're doing?
Well, because we've never seen a workout video of this person before.
Well, I see. I don't know what else to say about that other than Mia has posted an apology to Jacqueline. Second, I want to publicly apologize to my bestie, my sister, my ace.
Oh, now she likes her?
You didn't see this? I'm sorry. I was not able to give you the emotional support you needed while embarking on a new chapter of life. I'm sorry I was nasty and rude and didn't find more patience. I know we may never be okay, but I want the world for you. We have one last recap before we take a little break, and that is Mia Thornton understands why Robin kept quiet about husband's alleged affair. I mean, obviously everybody understands why somebody would keep quiet about that. Thank you, Captain Obvious.
And what's her reason?
She said Mia Thornton is giving Robin Dixon a break. The Real Housewives of Potomac star, 38, back to the ages. She's only 38. Wow.
Mia's only 38.
It says on page 6, virtual reality. Is that shady? Somebody laughed.
She's only 38?
I'm older than her.
I'm calling bullshit on that.
You're calling bullshit. Hold on. But Jacqueline does look 38. I can believe that Jacqueline's 38.
Mia does not.
Maybe it's just because she's more done up. I think when I'm more done up,
maybe because she just looks older.
I age myself.
Yeah, no, I agree to that.
Like when I'm super glammed up, I'm like, I feel like I look 75 years old right now.
That's how I feel.
Oh, by the way, someone posted a picture of me the other day, which they're in this room. Wait, so their name remains.
Was it filtered? Wait, did I do it?
No. But they posted a picture.
Oh, Matt did it.
And I looked like a freaking crazy cat lady. And I go.
But did he look good?
He's not even in the picture, which is even more disturbing.
Well.
Didn't even say anything to me. I was like, listen, if you're not going to at least put a Hollywood one.
Yeah.
Number two
Matt.
On it. Let a girl know.
Get like a little heads up.
The lighting was so bad. It looked like I had poop on my tooth. I was like, why are you putting this up on my husband's page?
Wait. I need to see poop on your tooth.
Oh my God. Look, I even did a before and after. And I said, if you honestly think that I'm going to let this stay up on my husband's page.
I love that your password to your phone is the same number over and over and over
again. No one will ever
figure that out. Do you guys want to know what it is?
It's actually one number before all the other numbers.
One and the same number over and over again.
I could kill him, you guys. Cat lady.
Wait, let me see.
What in the actual? No, I did one with Hollywood. Two and but like look, I have brown teeth in this. What the hell's happening? That's the lighting of where we're doing our podcast in Vegas, by the way.
Right. I'm gonna bring my own halo lights.
No, we need to bring our own lighting.
My teeth tomorrow.
I was like, I'm gonna rip out these veneers and put new ones in. Yeah. Like, guys, I don't have brown teeth. They look like poop in this photo.
So you guys, for those of you who don't know, we're gonna be doing a podcast from Las Vegas. Teddy's dad is performing. So exciting. And we're going to have an Orange County housewife on.
By the way, he said, if you want to get up on stage to sing, you have to know all the words to Jack and Diane.
Okay. First of all, I don't sing. So that's a problem right there. And he would not want the people that are paying to sit there to listen to me sing.
But are you going to dance?
Well,
do you have any party tricks? Like Kyle can at least do the splits.
I don't do the splits. I'm sure I show my tits. I don't know if that's a party dance.
Come to the Cougs concert and you can see Tamara's tits. Everybody else has as well.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really have, that's my party trick. All us bells, show your tits. I can lip sync. And if you give me, well, tell me what song and then I'll.
Jack and Diane.
Oh, Jack and
Diane. Or as Dove would say, jacking on.
Okay.
I go.
Jacking off?
I go, that's what Edwin goes. He goes, you realize it sounds like she's saying jacking off.
Yeah.
She's like, and jacking on? But yeah, we will be in Vegas. We'll be doing all the things. We have a special guest.
I know. It's going to be fun. It's a very quick trip. You're going to stay an extra day?
Yeah, I'm going to stay an extra day. Do you want it to as well? Because Nicole said she'll fly us home on her jet.
Okay. Okay.
So, you know what? That's really all you need to tell me.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm in. I'll watch two nights of the Cougs. Mm. I'll go to dinners. Go to Delilah.
I'm fearful of private jets. Because those are the ones that go down.
Can you not? Because if you are not on that plane and I am and I die, it's on you.
No, it's on you.
But no, you put it out there.
No, because it's the truth. Those are the ones that go down. And that's what scares me about that.
You know what? It's just as common to get in a car accident as it is to get in a plane accident.
Yeah, but when you're in a plane accident, you die. Car accident, you get sued. We cleared that earlier.
You know what? I don't appreciate this negative energy from you right now, Tamara.
Just saying, that's my fear. I have two fears. It's not flying. It's
living inside of a box.
It's crashing and I'm claustrophobic.
Like, by the way, did you see that they're going to have 3 episodes of the Traitors Reunion? That's a lot of episodes, especially without 2 cast members.
Did you see that Brandy actually did her own recap of...
You're speaking of filters, you're going to have to tell Tommy's going to have to lay off the filter. That they were Reza and Brandy were unrecognizable in that those photos. It was too much. Okay. You can't... here's the rule, guys.
You think Tommy did it?
You can't over Hollywood. You can't. Hollywood 2.
Yeah, you're just a Hollywood asshole.
4 with a 2. But if you go up to 4.
Yeah, then you're on Ozempic. That's what happens. Then you're on Ozempic. And then you don't live it down. No matter what you do, no matter how many workout videos you post, you're on Ozempic. So be careful with your filters.
Be careful with your filters. Don't go past you. Don't get cocky and think, I'm going to fool them. By putting it up to 4.
Yeah, no, that because nobody once, but yourself, bitch.
You know what? We're seeing it. And then all of a sudden the memes start coming out. Who's this? Do you recognize this person?
But I kind of feel like I would rather post pictures of me looking a little rough.
Around the edges?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, I don't have a problem with that. I feel like
you would have had a problem with poop tooth, for the record.
Poopy teeth.
No, you would. Listen, I can go with the flow, but if I look like my teeth are, I have a real teeth issue. If there's food in my teeth and you don't tell me,
yeah,
dead to me.
Well, I've been noticing when I take pictures, my teeth look, they look beige. So, so I started doing the bleaching thing, you know, and then just the Crest strips. That's all I do.
Crest, call us.
Unless you want to come to my house and bleach my teeth. I rarely leave the house.
So. All right. We'll take a little break and we'll come back and discuss Potomac. You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us. They burned us and subject us to really horrible, cruel and unusual punishment.
After my personal experience at Provo Canyon School, I was shocked to learn that a man named Robert Litchfield, a man who got his start at the school that I went to, would go on to create a multi-million dollar empire.
He was trying to brand us, so we were going to become the McDonald's in treatment.
The Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They prey on, you know, a parent's really natural and beautiful love for their children in a really, really, unfortunately, effective way.
At this time in my life now, if someone presented this program to me, and not just because I've already experienced it, sham, scam, beware.
Listen to season 2 of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so we are back from our break.
We got to get right into Pandora's box.
That was empty.
There was a lot of box talking.
Empty as her last.
No.
Okay.
House of Potomac, part 3 of the reunion. The guys come on.
Hold on. Before we even get to the guys coming on, why in the world would Mia need to tell the world that Gordon's peen isn't working?
Because he had prostate cancer.
But
I mean, why is this the first time we're ever hearing about it?
I don't know, but then it makes sense when he said in the reunion that he never penetrated with her. All of it came full circle.
Okay, yeah, I just had a visual. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
But I'm just saying, like, her saying that almost like she's trying to justify why she saves the other guys. What do you believe that Jacqueline's never had sex with Gordon?
I would like Jacqueline. Go ahead. This is my phone number. I'm going to slide into your DMs right now. You can go ahead and BCC me, do whatever you need to do. But I want to see those receipts that you had that you didn't get to share, or just send them to Wendy and then Wendy can send them to us.
Box of stuff that she never really got to talk
about.
That
was Mia's was the sparkly.
Mia's
was
the sparkly.
Okay.
I want them both.
But yeah. Okay. So there's a lot of this apology going on that now we know ended up on Twitter. Mia feels bad about her actions. There's also now since the reunion, they've done group TikToks, but Jacqueline wasn't in them, which I'm disappointed about.
I don't expect her to be in them?
Well, I want her to be on this next season for sure.
Well, I think she will be on the next season.
Well, we don't know this.
Well, no. Well, we don't know that she won't either.
Okay. What about when Karen faces Charisse and starts filing her nails?
Okay, when she brought up that nail file, I was about ready to jump out of my skin. I mean, obviously, you don't bring, like, there's very little things you bring to the reunion. If you want to have your phone, okay, whatever. You put it behind you. If you have receipts, you bring them. You do not bring a nail file. Unless you're trying to make like a statement.
She's trying to make a statement. Like how Kathy Hilton brought out the fan or the lip gloss with the Mariska Hargitay. Just stop it.
I don't want to see any more goddamn props at the reunion.
Speaking of things I don't need to see are words that I don't know. Like the fact that I had to Google what gutter snipe is.
What is gutter snipe?
Gutter snipe, noun, derogatory. A scruffy and badly behaved child who spends most of their time on the street.
How did they use it? I don't even remember.
I want you
that.
To guess right now who said it.
Karen?
No!
Candace.
Yes.
Candace got a very big vocabulary. I do not want to screw with her ever.
Okay. I have to say, though, when we talk, and granted, you guys just listened to a podcast that we had with Chris. We do love Chris and Candace. But as they started to bring the men out and they all start sharing their piece, the only one that, I mean, granted, he has reason to be upset.
Yeah.
But I personally wouldn't have wanted the way Chris spoke to me either.
No, I feel like Chris, I understand his frustrations. You guys have to know that we filmed our segment with Chris before the reunion aired. So we had not seen the reunion.
We were only getting his side.
His side, which I felt like he was very...
I thought he did a good job explaining it.
He was very controlled of his emotions. He didn't put down anybody. But at the reunion, I would have liked to see Chris less aggressive.
Yeah. I wish that Chris could have taken the reunion the same way that he handled our questions, because he showed a softness to him. I think when men, I mean, granted, I think when men show too much anger, it's scared. Like in general, yeah. it creates like a nervous energy for me, even though
it justifies why Giselle felt the way she felt. So it's kind of like, just if he would have acted the way he did on the podcast at the reunion, it probably would
but
have
then it made me question, was Giselle implying that he made her nervous because he was being aggressive or because he was being sexual? That made me question that for the very first time.
He's never being sexual. I don't believe that for a second.
Me either, but she never specified. Did she?
No, she just said she felt uncomfortable. And I'm not going to dismiss anybody feeling uncomfortable, but then to say he's a, like, what is she, shade, dirty bird or shady or something like that?
Sneaky link.
Like, then you're, and she did apologize to that about that. But I feel like then you're putting it out there that he is, you know, shady.
Yeah. But Giselle on the show said maybe he wanted to get with it. So I guess that does imply that she's saying sexually, not. But I think Giselle did a nice job of responding and saying, listen, I don't want you to talk to me that way. She did not in on the show, but when he actually snapped at her, she did say, listen, you don't need to talk to me like that.
No, and I get that. But I feel his frustration. I don't feel like anything he did this entire season would warrant the disrespect he got all season.
I agree. I 1,000,000% agree. And if Candace went out fighting that entire time like that, I would be okay with it. But I have to tell you that if you pissed me off and then Edwin came at you.
Yeah.
No, I would be freaking furious with Edwin, because yeah. I just don't ever. I don't know. Chris, we love you. We know that you're frustrated. We would be frustrated too. But
when they were talking about it, they showed each side. Andy said, this is semantics. Do you believe that, or is Giselle twisting things?
I think that Giselle is good at making television and she knows what's going to create an issue. So she did whatever she could. I don't think I don't know. I'm not her.
I feel like she totally regrets ever bringing that up.
I feel like she regrets bringing it up. And I think that.
Can we talk about how uncomfortable Ashley looked?
Ashley wasn't herself this reunion.
First of all, her dress looks so uncomfortable.
Well, that if I had to wear that for 10 minutes, I'd be upset, let alone 8 hours.
Adjusting and pulling it up and touching her boobs and doing this and that. Like, it was just like, that is not the dress I'd want to wear at the reunion.
Then we get to the watch what happened. I mean, kind of all the rest of it. It's the same stuff we've already dealt with. Like, honestly, Karen, you got to give better reunion. I've told you this. I didn't like it. I thought you half-assed it. Nobody wants to hear you pussyfooting around every question. I'm done. Mia and Jacqueline, like, I wanted that to go deeper, to be honest. I didn't feel like I got enough.
Do you think they'll ever be friends again?
I mean, I think if they're both on the show.
Well, didn't he just do an apology?
Yeah, she did her.
She's trying, right?
She did her tweet apologies.
Well, why would she have done it at the reunion? That's what I understand.
Because she saw herself back and saw that the fans were mad at her. And then she realized that she had to apologize.
Can we talk about the unseen footage from Watch What Happens Live?
Thank God for Ebony and the faces, or else we wouldn't even know that anything was going on. Like, Ebony's facial expressions were like,
They were horrible. Oh. And she was like,
what do you mean horrible in a good way? Like, I needed
disgusted.
Ebony did not believe one thing.
She was disgusted by what was being said.
I don't know that she was disgusted. I don't think she was buying it.
I think she was disgusted by what was being said. I mean, seriously, they only communicated on Instagram. She lives in Canada, but flew to Maryland. Dates a Ravens player. Lost her wallet. Yeah. I mean, if my husband had never met a person, allegedly, and went to the hotel to put a credit card down, he'd be the dumbest idiot I've ever met in my life.
What would you do if that was you?
I'd buy. That's a lie. I'm not buying it at all.
Well, I wish she would have just come forward and said, listen, we were going through a hard time and I'm freaking pissed at him. I am pissed, but we've talked about it and I'm forgiving him. But she didn't really say that.
No.
The Watch What Happens Live never got us to that point. She's covering for him. She's
covering for him. And it's like, I don't understand why she would do that. Like,
but then I listened to Carlos King and he was talking about how they have more of like an arrangement than we all know about. And if that's the case,
I'm sick of hearing about housewives having an arrangement or an open relationship. No, it's not it.
But if they are,
your husband is stepping out. You don't make it an arrangement. You kick him to the curb.
No, but if you personally want to make an arrangement, make an arrangement, but then tell the audience about it.
There's no damn arrangement.
But I do think that there are marriages that have arrangements. To think that they don't exist in general, I think is wrong.
I think it's disgusting. You're in a committed relationship. Why would you want to be?
You've never cheated on anybody.
First of all, when you're talking about a committed relationship, you're in a marriage or whatever it is, you do not have a relationship where you can other people. Like, no, I'm not buying that. No.
Well, no. It's one thing to say an open relationship. What my point is, don't pretend you're something that you're not. If you do have an open relationship, with which people do have, say it. Regardless if you agree with it or not.
I don't agree with that.
I do think there are marriages that that's what works for them.
Good for them.
Yeah, I mean, like obviously not us, but
waiting to happen. Disaster waiting to happen.
Disaster. But I mean, now we're going through what else happens on this reunion. Ay, 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 pobrecitos. Fan thoughts. People were really upset with Candace this episode. The next are people saying things like, I don't like Chris cussing at Giselle. Bye, Robin.
I don't like any man cussing at a woman. I don't like that at all.
I don't either. But Chris, we know that you're upset. It was a long time coming. You were kind of like the last man standing of actually getting any, like, you're the only one really participating between Gordon and, why am I blanking on Karen's husband's name right now?
Ray.
I mean, Ray isn't even
How did
like,
you feel about Ray tearing up?
I don't really believe anything either of them says. I'm not trying to be rude, but like both of them, I think are so full of it. And speaking of like arrangements, I just think I can't watch. I know that she's got the LaDoms and all of these things, but like, I just
ever want to hear that again.
I don't also want to hear people calling themselves icons again, but yet here I am standing next to one.
Icon.
But I just.
Did you feel like the unseen footage was a letdown?
Yes.
Isn't it everything we already saw?
We already watched that. Watch What Happens Live 4 weeks ago.
So it was a repeat of what we already saw.
It pretty much won. You really escaped a good one because Tom Sandoval took you out. So you're welcome to Juan, Andrew, Drew's husband, Ralph, to all the other douchebags.
I apologize to anybody.
There's a number one juice box winner.
but yeah. Tom Sandoval beat you all.
You know what? Congratulations to Tom. You topped.
For being an asshole.
You topped the assholes this week. But I am excited. One other thing that Carlos King said before we wrap is that he thinks the cast needs a shakeup.
They need an enema.
Is an enema different than a colonic?
I've never had a colonic. I think that's when they blow water up your asshole.
No, it's hot water up your asshole. I've had one.
You have? I've never had one, but I feel like it's still getting the shit out.
Yeah, pretty much.
Do you have worms that come out?
No, I had no worms.
My girlfriend does it, and she has worms that come out. But anyways.
She probably has a parasite.
She does. Repeatedly.
Oh, my gosh. I know. That's Guys, get the worms out of your asshole and tune into the next episode of Twats, where we share other helpful medical advice from non-doctors. Yeah. Thank you for your time. You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
I'm Johnny B. Good, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, Centratech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of Bitcoin on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.